That's all right. It's good for the podcast.
Yeah. There are no edits here.
No. No, we don't edit. We don't really do a bunch of post-production.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Is this something that I get to listen to on one of those, or?
Three?
Yeah. But the fuck isn't in there.
Oh.
Yeah, he did edit the...
It was Terror Vision, I think we were talking about.
No. It was the last one.
Oh.
Oh, God. It's a horrible comedy.
Oh. That's what she said.
It's called That's What She Said. Came out in 2012. Looks like it literally came out in the 90s, a la, like... Singles, Reality Bites,
5 minutes.
If Lucy DeFell, oh god,
it's terrible.
It's like a feminist film trying to be feminist, and it's not.
Ooh, check it out.
It's awful. But yeah,
who's in it?
Anne Heche, Aaliyah Shawkat from Arrested Development.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah.
I don't remember the friend, but she played the homely friend that you always have. Like that's exactly what she was literally cast as.
It was like super in depth. Into women's lives and like made everybody look nasty and
it's like as a woman there's levels like you have the crass friend and then you have like the super quiet friend and then you have the people that are in between but everybody was like all up here and I'm like that's just not I don't know women like that and I was like and the comedy just wasn't funny. I was like this is how you rewrite this joke.
Well that's why I'm not a huge fan of comedy. We kind of talked about this a couple of weeks ago is that like. And I think that's the thing. I don't find a whole lot funny as far as like people trying to tell jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you purposely set out to make a funny movie, I think it kind of falls flat for that stuff.
This one,
you can have a movie that has light moments in it, which is why I think Guardians works. Going back to that,
yeah.
But like if they were to straight up do a Marvel comedy. It would just be terrible.
Or like a Marvel musical. Well, they tried the DC episode.
Or like,
Deadpool
about.
Is hilarious to me.
Right, but that works because of the character. But like Powerless? Did you guys watch Powerless?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
I saw pieces of it.
And I think it got reviewed, if I'm not...
Yeah, I mean, it started out as like, they were like, oh, it's going to be about this insurance agency that goes out and cleans up after superheroes. And then they totally retooled it. And it's supposed to be this funny... comedy and it's like everybody I've talked to is like not even
funny.
Close
Mm-mm. at all.
Once you try to be funny, I think it just kind of falls.
Yeah,
I think that's why Big Bang Theory isn't funny anymore.
I never watched any of the Big Bang Theory, so
yeah.
Did you watch any?
Yeah, my mom got into it, like super got into it. We don't have cable anymore, but when we had cable, like she got super into it, and so I used to watch it with her just to do something, you know, together. Right. And some of it I would laugh at, but I'm like, ugh. Like, I think the thing I laughed at the most about it was an intention that I don't think they even meant to make, was when Jim Parsons ordered a Spock cutout, and he got Zachary Quinto.
Yeah.
And he said, Zachary Quinto, you can suck it. And I just started laughing. I was like, oh, he happily will for you, Jim Parsons. And my mom had no idea what I was talking about, and I told her, and she's like, oh, that is kind of funny. And I was like, see, it's funny because I know this, but they didn't intend to make this joke.
Right.
But, yeah.
And the first couple seasons were okay, because it was for... guys that didn't know how to interact with society.
Yeah.
And they wrote it that way. And now they all have hot girlfriends and wives.
Exactly. And that's the thing that's the thing I got. That I was like, seriously? Really, guys? Really? Now I do love that Maya Bialik is there because she's literally a genius.
Right.
But that's about it. But I hated how like super awkward they made her. Like they scoped her way too weird. Like, I mean, to the point where you're just like, I don't even know if anybody would speak to her. Like,
right.
And you're just like, that's too much.
Right.
It was way too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't, but it's just easy for people to listen to. I mean, and watch.
I guess. I mean, it's on everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's on TBS like five times a night. And
I only know Bazanga. That is my extent.
And actually, Sheldon, like, Sheldon has been, I mean, Jim Parsons has been ruined by Sheldon. Like, I can't separate him. Actually, Hidden Figures was the first time I'm like, oh, okay, you're not Sheldon, because he's literally Sheldon in everything I see.
They just, yeah, I mean, when he did, what was that animated, Home?
Oh, God.
Was that what it was called?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Sheldon trying to be
an alien.
And it was like, what the fuck, man?
Wasn't it Rihanna? Was Rihanna in it?
Or maybe she did
the music. I can't remember.
I'll look it up.
No, I think it is. I think it is Rihanna.
Yeah. I couldn't watch that movie. I zoned
it's one out. It's one of my kids' favorite movies. Uh-huh. And it's like, it makes no sense. Yeah.
It's not.
Because she watches Big Bang Theory when it's on. Because that's funny to her.
Okay.
And then she's like, hey, that's Sheldon. So, like, she picks up on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean...
That might tell you something, though, if she thinks it's funny and everybody else doesn't.
Well, it's designed for kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Rihanna was the girl. And Steve Martin's in it, too.
Yes.
Jennifer Lopez.
It's just not a well-written kids movie.
No. No, it tries too hard to do all the tropes, and it just falls flat.
Like, did she like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Yes.
Because that was a big
surprise.
That was
really cute.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I don't even want to see this. And it was like, I was like, it caught me. Like, it was on TV. And so I just stopped, did my tracks, started watching it. It was amazing. I was like, wow. But then it's Bill Hader, so.
See, and I really liked Trolls, like the new movie. Trolls.
I liked it all right. I wasn't as on board as everybody else, I guess.
Yeah. The music's really good.
Yeah.
So, it always makes for a good animated film with good music.
Well, Justin Timberlake, what really set like in this like 6 months ahead of time, so everybody knew the song before then.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's a catchy song.
Is the mic messing up again?
A little bit. I think we
have another cord. If you want to switch it out?
Yeah, but we were on a roll. I mean, we didn't even start, but
I know. No, intro
I was just
going to
leave all this in. No, I mean,
we'll just
let it roll.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, so I guess we should at least introduce people. So, Brandon isn't here this week because has first world problems of being on a cruise.
Yep.
And,
tough life.
And for some reason, he feels the need to be on Facebook while he's on a boat, which I don't quite understand.
Supposed to be riding, so.
Oh, well, that's whatever. So, Kristen is back, and this week she brought Brooke with her.
Hello.
And Brooke also helped on the Last Starfighter video.
Yeah.
So Brooke's no stranger to, well, I don't know.
I'm no stranger.
You're no stranger. So so Brooke decided that she was going to come out and be part of this. So thank you for coming.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I understand you're very busy, so.
Yeah. Kinda. Writing, work. Yeah. That's about it.
Driving.
Yeah, driving.
Traffic.
Downtown traffic's not.
Oh, you work downtown?
Yeah. And I also have to park at the aquarium, so I have tourists that I get to not run over.
Ooh.
Or maybe you should.
I try my hardest. I heard they're extra points.
All right, hang on 1 second. Okay. We're back.
Yay.
So you have to work all the way downtown. That sucks.
It only sucks during high tide and rain. Because I almost lost my car a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
What about cruise ships?
Actually, it's not that bad, even though the cruise ship traffic is actually right around where I have to park.
Yeah, you're right.
It's actually not that bad, because there's always a cop that directs traffic, so it actually kind of helps.
Okay.
But for the most part, it's getting out of the parking garage, because tourists can't read when it says card holders only.
A lot of people can't read.
So they go in the wrong way, then they have to back up, causing everybody else to back up and everything else. So
yeah,
but it should be more interesting because they've switched it out now. They have like a new system that they're still figuring it out. I still haven't used my new card yet. They just keep the gate open. So if you want free parking, no, I'm just kidding.
Go down to the aquarium.
Yeah, it's a 50-50 chance. I don't know.
All right, we'll try that again. So, I think what most people don't understand about Charleston is if you're downtown and it rains, you're pretty much underwater.
Yeah, especially with high tide, too.
Well, Charleston's built on a landfill. Like, None of that. They had to bring in dirt to actually build up Charleston.
We are way
below sea level.
Yeah, we literally are the low country. So
right. Well,
but
that's the clever nickname, but that is actual.
It's the news. It's really bad. Well, yeah, it's really bad because, I mean, I guess, but then we're lucky, though, because at least with the tide, at some point, the tide's going to pull that water out rather than just sit there if we were landlocked. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Going to college down there, people would just, if they saw just a drop of rain, they would wear, like, galoshes or rain boots to class. It was insane.
It's highly recommended, though, because I had to hike up my pants, my work pants, and sludge through. I ruined a pair of sandals a couple weeks ago. Because, actually, one of my coworkers was talking about me when I got in there, and he's like, yeah, she's wearing shorts. And I'm like, no, I had to hike up my pants so I didn't have wet pants for the whole day. Because, like, right around the corner where we are, it's a big flooding area. Wow. It was up to my, like, past my knees, and I'm about 5'7", 5'8". I don't know how tall I am, but my friend who's like
still out on your height.
Yeah, how do you not know how tall you are?
I don't remember.
Let's contact your doctor.
5'8"? Sure, whatever.
I'm gonna need you to stand up against the wall.
Well, it almost I almost lost my friend. She's almost 5 foot. So
because you didn't know how tall you were, you almost lost your friend.
No, she was going in the water before me, and she found out the height of it. And she's like, "No, we need to go this way because I'm about to drown." I'm like, "Okay, cool."
So, Kristen, you're originally from here. Are you originally from here?
Yes.
Okay. So you were born in Charleston?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But she left for a very long time.
About 2.5 years. I lived in Phoenix, Arizona.
That's not a very long time.
Well, she left for a very long time.
So, yeah.
Anybody that leaves Charleston leaves for a very long time.
So what was in Phoenix that was...
My parents got divorced. Oh, and okay. So my mom kind of, like, didn't... She just... My grandmother decided to move... her parents decided to move across to Phoenix because of her health.
Oh, okay.
She heard that it would be better for her arthritis.
Okay. You can also smell things a lot better over in Phoenix.
Yeah, I mean, and there's no humidity, which is awesome. And so it's, but then again, there's moments where as a kid, I wasn't even allowed to be outside because I could get like third degree burns on a sidewalk.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard Phoenix is hot.
It is.
I've only been through there in an airport on a layover, so I've never actually been out. But I have heard, like, you had sandstorms and stuff? Like,
I don't remember. I remember dust devils, which I guess are pretty much the same thing. They're like little tiny sand tornadoes.
Right.
We had a sandstorm in Vegas, though. It was, like, out of nowhere.
Really?
Yes. Like, and we didn't know where we were going, and we couldn't, like, see for a second.
Like movie-type sandstorms?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, like, we couldn't see very far in front of us, and then it was clear. It was super weird.
Wow.
That's when I got a ticket for not yielding the pedestrian right of way.
Wait.
They were in the crosswalk on the other side of the road. And if you're in a crosswalk anywhere on the road at all, you have to stop.
That's how it is in England.
So, like, yeah, but the Vegas isn't England.
But I know that's how it is over there. That's really weird.
So, yeah, the police officer politely pulled me over.
So is that the only other place you've lived?
Rock Hill, South Carolina for college and Charlotte.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then I did a semester in Northampton, England.
Ooh, for what?
For fun.
Were you taking something specific?
No, I just really wanted to go to England. Just and my abroad? College had a really great program to where it pretty much cost me the same thing to go to another country.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was awesome. Actually, it cost me a little bit more because at the time I was living off campus because I was a senior. And so I was like, I had to pay a little more because I was paying rent. But pretty much the tuition was the same.
I did a summer abroad, but it was only for a month.
Okay.
Yeah, I was only there for like 3-4 months.
So, Rock Hill, is that the Tigers or is that the Gamecocks? Or is that neither?
That is the Eagles.
That is the Eagles. Oh. I only thought there were two schools here. I mean, the way that everybody acts.
Well, the reason why Winthrop doesn't exist is because they don't have a football team. We're like College of Charleston.
Oriented.
It's a liberal arts. Our basketball team gets pretty good every once in a while, so they get a little recognition here and there. So.
And would you major in?
Theater education. Theater tech and design.
Okay.
I was on education, but then I decided just to switch over to design.
Okay, cool.
Tech and design, yeah.
And are you using that now?
Yes, no. I am using it in a mailroom for an insurance company.
Ooh.
But I use it in my spare time here and there.
Well, that's good. At least you're doing that. It always amazes me how many people go to college for something and never touch what they did again.
Yeah. Like, that happens so much. Well, I was a biology major, French minor, and I'm working for a tree service. Before that, I was working for a bank, and before that, I was at a jewelry store. So
sounds about right. I'm just happy to finally have a job that's like 9 to 5. Like, because I was always I was in retail for a while, so like, it was really hard. So now I'm at the part where I have like, you know, steady hours to where now I can actually do theater, you know, at night and stuff like that. But yeah, eventually I would like to get my master's to teach.
Okay.
But.
Okay. So have you ever lived anywhere else besides?
I've lived in Charleston.
That's it.
That is it. I've been like,
well, you've been all over places.
Yeah, I travel a lot, but
You've only ever lived here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And only in, let's see, 3 houses.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Selvins Island, I kind of grew up with my grandmother, not because I didn't have parents or anything, and they didn't disown me, but it just made sense because my mom was working and my dad was working. So I went to school in Sullivan's Island and I stay with her a lot until mom was done with work. And then she picked me up and then we go home. And then now that old home is our rental home. And the house that my parents live in now is the house that his parents lived in.
Wow.
And then I'm living in my grandmother's house after she moved off of the island to Mount Pleasant. So I guess that makes 4 houses.
So your parents are originally from here as well?
Mm-hmm. My grandmother, well, she was born in Earhart. My grandfather was born in the Philippines. So I, which you cannot tell, I am a 16th Filipino.
Okay.
And that is why I'm sunburnt right now. Clearly. But yeah, so everybody's pretty much stayed here.
Wow.
My dad was born in Norman, Oklahoma, but he moved here when he was like 3 months old, so he doesn't remember Norman very much.
So 3 generations?
Yeah.
Wow. And what about you, Brooke?
My mom is from Maryland, or she is from Maryland, still from Maryland.
She's still alive.
Oh, geez.
Don't tell your mom.
Ooh. My dad, though, was from Dover, Delaware.
Okay.
And my mom's parents, I think my grandmother was somewhere in Maryland, and my grandfather actually was born in Winston-Salem.
Okay.
So pretty much, yeah, we're still below the Mason-Dixon line, you know, I guess, technically. So, but my grandmother was a true Marylander because she knew crab cakes like everybody does up there.
And who were the ones that moved down here?
Those were the ones. My mom's parents moved down here. My mom and my dad, I think my dad was in the Navy, so she met him on a beach.
As you jump off ship, as you do,
you
wind up on the beach.
Wherever you land.
Yeah.
But my grandparents, I mostly grew up with my mom and her parents.
Wow.
Most of my life. So I was really close to my grandparents. And it's actually really funny is they were on a blind date with other people.
Okay.
And my grandmother,
they're
just
swingers.
Swingers?
No, they are not swingers. No. No, he was with his, I think she was on a date with his best bud, maybe. But it just wasn't, they both kind of figured it wasn't working out.
Right.
And so then my grandmother just dared my grandfather to kiss her.
That's really like movie territory.
It's totally
That's
awesome.
Almost Terrorvision swinger. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. Don't you dare.
I didn't.
My grandfather's going to haunt you in his dreams.
Not gonna
I'm just
happen.
Kidding. but yeah, no, like it was just a really funny story that my grandparents were not on a date with
That's
each
really
other.
Funny.
That's weird. Like, you I find know. It fascinating because I haven't lived. I grew up in New Jersey, but I haven't lived there. I've now lived in other places longer than I lived in New Jersey. And
when did you move from New Jersey?
Well, I went to college in 95 and I went to Wisconsin and I lived there for 2 years. Came back to New Jersey for a year and a half and then moved to Florida. And I lived there for almost 8 years. And that was over 8 years before moving to Arkansas for five. And now we've been here for five. And I can't picture like staying where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there's nothing wrong. Like, there's a ton of people that are still up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm one of the few from like my graduating class that actually moved and is somewhere else. Most of the people wind up in Florida for some reason. I don't know why.
They like Florida. That
I guess.
Especially if you're from Ohio.
Well, and especially like in New Jersey, dealing with snow and all that stuff. I guess the prospect of not dealing with that.
It's very low in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I wound up there too, but I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't have stayed if I didn't get the job that I had. So, so it always fascinates me when I meet people that have grown up in a place and have not moved, because I can't picture ever doing that. Mine's
mostly family.
Right.
But like, yeah, I've always had the itch to go somewhere else.
And maybe that's a thing. Cause like, I don't want to say I don't like my family, but I don't really get along with them. So,
yeah, right. It
makes so sense. There's no reason to stay.
Yeah.
Like I'm much happier, like not being friends with any of them on Facebook and all that shit. So,
yeah. Well, you have your own life and you're living it. So yeah. Makes sense. Sometimes, as we've learned from some friends, it's best to get away from your family, especially when they want to be controlling and be every part of your life.
It's, yeah. I mean, not that my family was controlling, but I just never felt like I was going to die in New Jersey. Like,
yeah.
There's too much other stuff out there. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't going to get to do what I wanted to do living in that town.
Right.
And there are people like, I think the girl that was voted like most likely to succeed is working in a supermarket
in New Jersey.
And okay. I'm like, I was not that I was voted anything, but like everybody thought I was going to stay in that town and die.
You're like, nope. Like, I will prove you
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah. Like they were all like, happen. Yeah, you're not going anywhere. You don't have any aspirations. And I was like, I do. They're just not here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they're not in line with whatever you think is going to
no,
happen.
No, I'm not going to work in a movie theater for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Which is what everybody thought I was going to do. And no, I mean, I've got much bigger dreams and aspirations than a lot of the people that I went to school with. And well, I've now hit that weird, I don't know if you guys have gotten to this point yet. How long have you guys been out of school? I mean,
which school? College or high school? High school. 13? No. Wait, 2002 is when I graduated.
Nope, not 12, sorry.
Okay, how old are you?
5 years old. 2002, sorry.
2002.
So 15 years.
Do you guys are the same age?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's now past 20, we're coming up on 25 years for me. And we've now started losing.
Yeah.
Cast members. Class members. Yeah, that's a real Freudian slip from a long time ago. Yes. So now it's really weird because now I get on Facebook and I'm like, oh, this person died. And it's like, holy shit.
It is insane.
I remember
and
the
it's
first
especially
person died.
Especially how people are dying too.
Yeah.
It's just something that I never would have thought of, you know? Like, it's just, and plus, I skipped out on my high school reunion because I was so excited when I was like in middle school because of Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. I loved that movie. And so I was like, I can't wait to see how everybody turns out. And then by the time we get like Facebook and everything comes around, we know how everybody turns out. And
it
there was only
the
one person I wanted to find out and did not want to pay $60 to have an if I was ever going to see that person, you know, like,
well, yeah. And like for for our 20, I didn't go because that exact reason. If I want to know what's going on with you, I'm going to find you on Facebook.
Yeah.
And seeing the pictures from the reunion, it was all people that I didn't get along with in high school or
I
wasn't friends with.
Yeah.
So I get this letter, this email a couple months ago that for 25, they're all going on a cruise. I'm like, why do I want to be trapped on a ship with you people?
Man.
Like, I really don't like any of you. I'm not going to sit on a boat with you guys.
No.
I don't drink. I don't gamble. I don't do any of the crap that you guys do. So
this is not going to be fun.
Yeah. I just didn't want to pay $60.
Like, yeah.
I mean, and it was, I mean, there's some people I'm like, oh, hey, it would be nice. But again, most people I've already contacted. Or
right.
I've met, but yeah, just that one person. I'm just like, I would like to know how that person's doing. He's an amazing drummer. And I just want to be like, I hope that you're in a band and you're just rocking it out. And I don't know. But yeah, like it's just, it ruined it. You should be able to
find him on Facebook if he's a drummer.
No, I've tried.
But stalker.com
didn't. No, like, I just, like, no, I met up with him, like, once. He was actually doing a show. He was in the ensemble for Bat Boy the Musical at Dock Street when I was a freshman in college. And so, like, yeah, I was like, dude, that's awesome. You're still, you know, because he was an amazing drummer. Kid was insane. And, but no, that was like the only thing. I was like, I just want to know that he's still drumming. It would make me happy if he was a successful drummer, which he could or could not be. And that was like, and then, but most everybody else, I know what's going on. And, and I didn't want to pay $60 to find out. and
there's no chance that he was even going to be there.
Yeah, I have no idea. That's was the thing. Like, it was just like, I mean, you know, everybody else I know was doing this and doing that. And but yeah, it's crazy.
How many people were in your graduating class?
I don't know. I don't remember.
See, we had like 83.
83?
We were the last.
Yeah, we were the first like class to go all the way through the school, because I went to the School of the Arts. Okay. So we were the founding class that went from 6th grade through 12.
Okay.
So I think we started out, it was supposed to be like 100 or whatever, but by the time we graduated, people had left and, you know, lost interest in not necessarily being in the arts, but being in an art school.
Right.
So we lost a couple of members, not by death, just from them leaving. And we ended up with 83. So even though I was like number 4 in the class, I was still not in the like top 5%. So I'm like, thank you for no little.
So I went to a normal high school and I think our graduating class was 400 and something.
Oh.
Like, it was big.
That's a lot.
I think we were the last ones. Like, my school, I went to Middleton, and then it got combined with its rival high school and became West Ashley.
Okay.
And so we had, like, two high schools combined. And then we're the last ones to actually graduate at the McAllister Fieldhouse. So now they have it at the Coliseum, if that helps you, how the size is now.
Right.
So, like, McAllister Fieldhouse is pretty decently sized, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think we were the last ones to graduate from there, and then they moved him over to the Coliseum.
Wow.
So, I don't remember how many people we had. I don't know. It was weird.
And I finished dead middle of my class. Not the worst, not the best. Not the best. I was ordinary.
Well, but you're not in the movie theater, so.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. When people hear where I've worked and what I've done, they're like, holy shit, really?
Yep.
Like, yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. All it takes is a little gumption.
A little drive.
A little drive. Not being scared to go down to Florida with nothing.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what I did. I loaded up my truck with as much crap as I could carry and went down there and stayed with a friend for about a week and then got my own place and didn't have a job, didn't have anything. Just
jumped off the deep end.
Yep.
That's awesome. Amazing.
And it was a sink or swim thing. And I was about a month of getting ready to sink. And somebody gave my resume to the right person. And
nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all you got to do is believe.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. We've had that talk.
Yeah. Believe in.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in whatever you believe in.
Yeah. Well.
I invented Post-it notes.
What? This is not Garden State.
No, it's Romeo and Michelle High School reunion. Gotcha. Sorry.
But I invented liquid paper.
I invented the adhesive to go at the pop side. Sorry, I love that movie a little too much.
Guilty pleasure movie?
No, it is a pleasure. I will 100% own that.
What, Romeo and Michelle?
Yeah, no shame in that.
So how old were you when that came out?
Remember, what is it? 98? It came out 98.
How old were you in 98? Mm-hmm. This is gonna make me feel old.
Was I 14? Was it 14? 14?
Brooke.
I was a theater major. Math I did not. Hard. I only had to take one math class in college. That's another
but
reason
you did
why
work
I changed.
At a bank.
Calculator. No.
Yeah, calculators work very well.
Adding machine.
Yeah, you were like 14.
Yeah. I can't remember when the movie came out, though. I don't know if it was 98 or 97 or it
you
was sometime in the 90s.
Movies. So okay, in 98 you were 14, which means you were just in high school?
I'm like in 8th grade.
Eighth grade?
Or I could have been in high school, because I think 99. Yeah, so 98, 99, I was in freshman.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I was already working in Florida at that point.
97 is when it came out, Brooke.
97. Oh, I was in the 7th grade then. 8th grade or 7th grade.
And you were 13.
Okay. Well, I was going by 90.
For math's sake, 13.
That is...
So that's about the right age to get a guilty pleasure, not guilty pleasure movie going on.
I stand by universe. That movie. I stand by it.
What other movies are guilty pleasures?
That one's not a guilty pleasure.
Okay. What are your guilty pleasure movies?
Guilty pleasure movies. The Sweetest Thing with Cameron Diaz and Christina Applegate and Selma Blair.
Okay.
We rented that on a... rented. No, it was in the Walmart bed for like a couple bucks on a snow day in college. We had a cabin fever. We had a really bad snow day. I was like my sophomore year in college. And we finally got a time to where we could actually drive. And so we went to Walmart and we're stocking up on movies.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, Walmart doesn't shut down ever.
Right.
We still had Blockbuster back then. But of course they weren't going to be open. So I think someone was like, oh, this movie sounds funny. We're like, okay, cool. And then we watched it and I think it's hilarious. And I've introduced a couple people to it and they're like, they think it's hilarious, but it's that type of movie where you're like, I'm not sure if it's that hilarious.
Right.
But if I find it funny.
Right. Okay. Hang on for 1 second. It might be your phone.
You think it's feedbacking?
Hold it up to the mic. Kind of. Well, no, maybe not. But you're not... Oh, there it goes. Put it on that side? Yeah, it is your phone.
That's so weird. Okay.
There's a light.
Okay, let me put you in airplane mode. So weird. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bye-bye.
That's weird. Okay.
Bye, phone.
So what are your guilty pleasure movies?
Well, I'm not going to be looking anything up anymore, so.
Off the top of your head.
Yes.
No, I didn't mean like that. I was trying to look up a date, but I can't tell you anymore.
For what?
Mars Attacks was a guilty pleasure movie, and then I realized it was just a good movie.
She's confident in that.
It was a good movie. It is a good movie. And if you think it's a stupid movie, then you should just watch it again with a different frame of mind. Because that's what I did.
So what frame of mind do you need to be in?
The comic frame of mind. So I don't know. If you like it. No, I'm just kidding. I was taking it as a serious movie. And I was like, well, you can't really take a Mars Attacks movie as a serious movie. Just... don't be dumb. I watched it with some friends and they're like, it's the best movie ever. I was like, y'all are stupid. And then I watched it again alone and I was like, okay, I see. Yeah, I just wasn't watching it in the right way.
Okay.
What else? I do like the first Bring It On movie.
Ooh.
But I don't like the rest of them. They're
I don't think anybody does.
They shouldn't have made.
Which one's Bring It On?
Bring It On, the cheerleaders with Kirsten Dunst and Alicia Dushku. I can never say the name right. Sorry. But the musical is amazing.
I was going to say, but they made a musical out of it.
They made a musical?
Yes. You wouldn't think it would be great, but awesome. It's amazing.
It's actually Lin-Manuel's first, yes. I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Ah, okay.
The only problem is if that's the first musical that you hear from him. Then everything else is going to be ruined because the whole time I'm listening to Hamilton, I had Bring It On, the musical, stuck in my head.
He has like some through lines that do repeat themselves.
Yeah, that happens.
He does. But he's still awesome. But yeah, like I was just like, I was so excited to listen to Hamilton.
Right.
And I'm like, I want to listen to Bring It On, the musical instead.
Yeah. It's a shorter musical.
Oh, and much shorter.
It's fun.
Okay.
They throw cheerleaders up in the air like cheerleaders tend to do.
Okay.
And the set pieces itself, like, they move everywhere, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's just something you would... It's like, we heard that it was traveling in Charlotte, and it was... I think it was before it actually... It was a test before it hit before Broadway. And so we're like...
Or Broadway.
This could be, like... this could be, like, horrible. Like, absolutely horrible. Like, Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark horrible. Or it could be, like, super awesome. So we're like, we're game anyway. So we go in there, and... It was really good. It's just one
of those
things.
In the third row too, so you can see all the facial expressions. The cast that we actually saw was the cast that was on Broadway later.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really good.
I guess there's always that hope that like they might drop one of the cheerleaders or
you know, you
might see something
like they do, but
one can hope. No.
I mean, I always thought that would be great for the Spider-Man thing of, like, actually seeing one of them fall. Well, not that you want to see anybody get hurt.
But
you had that chance of, like, you got a 50-50 shot of buying this ticket and seeing somebody get hurt.
Well, that's the whole thing with live theater.
That was awesome. The aerial work was just insane. We got to see that on Broadway, and that was actually kind of worth
it. They're like over your heads at that point. So you're like, I want to see you get hurt, but not on top of me.
I mean, it's like NASCAR for theater people. It really is. It's like, you're going, you might see a wreck.
All right.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's true.
See the sights, smell the burning.
No, don't burn them.
Not them, but if you're in NASCAR, you know, things burn. Oh, we saw a really bad accident. It was...
Speaking of burning.
Oh my God. Seriously.
Well, we're not about segues here on Dance Monkey Dance, so keep going.
Okay. Well, seriously, though, it was like a Mini Cooper, and it was completely like crunched in. I think maybe half of it was left. It was hit by a car, crunched in a tree, and set ablaze. And the other car looked like it barely had any damage. It was just the, like, front end, but it was a huge SUV. So it's like, I will never own a golf cart,
right?
Which is what I refer to Mini Coopers as, in the U.S.
So was this, when was this?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I guess.
Was this tonight? Reference. Was this?
No, this was not. We were on the way to Lugoff Elgin to see a concert.
Okay.
They're the ones where we did the Magical Dinner for.
Okay.
And it was their summer concert. So we were headed up there, and the traffic was not moving. We didn't know why until we got up to this car that was completely just not drivable. I just hope that person's okay. Because it was real bad. That's my
Turned
story.
Turned real dark really fast.
Flames. Well, NASCAR and cars and burning.
Which I still... Do they still have that NASCAR roller coaster at Carowinds? The Intimidator.
I have never been to Carowinds, so
I think it's a horrible idea because it's based off of Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, that's probably in bad taste.
And I get the area. Like, I mean, Charlotte has the raceway and all that,
Charlotte Speedway. But
I'm like, why do we want to name a roller coaster the Intimidator after a man who? It was in an accident that while he was doing his profession. Well, I don't understand.
I mean, look, I lived in Florida the year that he died, and I can't tell you the amount of people that had the. I think his number was 3, right?
Yes,
like 3 on the back of their trucks, and like remember Dale Earnhardt, and it was like, okay, I'm not a NASCAR fan, so I don't quite understand the appeal, but dude drove in a circle and hit a wall, like.
My giant circle.
My grandmother that I lived with, she was a big NASCAR fan, and so I have a weird knowledge in the back of my head.
Okay, then you're NASCAR. The perfect person to talk to about this.
it's not as good as my dog show knowledge.
Okay,
like I know that better, but yeah, I have a weird like NASCAR knowledge in the back of my head because she was always watching the races all the time. And that was around the time that she watched it too. When he passed.
And she like would root for specific drivers.
She was for him actually. That was her favorite driver.
Did she wear number 3?
Whoops.
After? I don't know. My grandmother really didn't like sport this stuff. I mean, I think we might have bought her a hat one time.
My grandmother liked boxing and
closeted
wrestling.
NASCAR fan.
coming.
She was. I mean, no. My grandmother just with her arthritis and stuff like that, she couldn't get out much. So she watched
the TV sports.
Yeah, she always watched golf and NASCAR were her things.
That's two sports I can't watch on television.
I know, right? It's just like what? I was like, I can do hockey and basketball maybe, but like, I can't. I like baseball, but I don't. I can't watch it on TV. It drives me bonkers. I want to be in the stand.
Right.
I want to be playing. That's my problem. Like, just give me the bat.
I can hit it better than you, yes. Alex Rodriguez.
Like, who do you think you are, mister?
I don't know about you, but I was in Little League twice for baseball and softball for one time. So I'm pretty sure that I can do this.
We did softball and soccer tournaments. I was like on the traveling team.
I had 3 years of practice as a child. So
let me just tell you how it's done.
I was like, I don't like those aluminum bats. Give me a wooden one, please.
You like the crack.
I love that. That's my favorite.
The crack of the bat.
It is. It is. I hate the stupid ting of an aluminum bat. Yeah. I hate it so much. It drives me bananas. I think it sucks. Like, please just
I never understood the aluminum bat thing. I guess it's for softball?
Well, like, you probably know. Like for the most part? I think minor leagues do it.
Minor leagues?
I think okay.
Well, softball, we used them as well.
I always had a wooden bat.
In softball or mm-hmm. T-ball?
No, I never did T-ball. I did I did baseball for two different teams, so for two different seasons. It was like a community thing. I don't remember what. I know our colors were like red at one point and then yellow. I don't even remember what our names were.
I wonder if they worried about splinters.
Actually, I think we were the Orioles at some point.
Yeah, but well, that sounds like a kid's team.
Yeah,
but I don't name them after the great teams.
But then like I got I was the only James. I think one season I was the only girl, and then one season it was me and one other girl on the team. And then my mom told me that I got tired of the boys' crap, and so I decided to join softball. And then I was taking
the girl drama.
Actually, there was one part I remember this. Something happened to the pitcher on the other team, and my own coach had to pitch for her because you couldn't do the rival team's pitching coach pitching for you because then that would be unfair. Right. So my own coach struck me out.
Oh my gosh!
And I was like, I was traumatized. Wow. So I was like. but yeah, and then our colors for that were like turquoise. Don't remember our names whatsoever.
How was turquoise colors? What else?
It was turquoise. Was everything was like white. It was like a color
white
and white.
And turquoise. Yeah,
pretty much. it was like so red, white, and red.
Miami Dolphins. Just throw a little orange in there.
No, I really don't remember our names whatsoever. And you know, like a lot of kids, little league teams don't really have names. They have like 1A or like
we were the Ladybugs in soccer. Like after that movie, the Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield. It's like, isn't that a blatant plagiarism?
That's a guilty pleasure movie, by the way. That is a very guilty pleasure movie.
We watched that several
had
times.
Had a huge crush on Jonathan Brandis.
Did you?
Jeez.
Not as much as JTT, though. I will tell you that's
Did
my guilty pleasure. I had Tiger Beat poster over my bed of JTT. Not gonna lie.
Wasn't there a movie about that he was in
with
where
Chevy
he
Chase?
Was on rollerblades?
Oh,
for part of it, I think it was the Chevy Chase movie.
Man of the House.
It was during that weird rollerblade thing that happened in the late 90s where
I never understood rollerblades.
I remember
where everybody got rollerblades, and there was actually a rollerblade movie called Airborne.
No, that wasn't him. I love that movie. That was his name?
I'll give you a hint. That's one of my guilty pleasure movies.
Yes, high five. Yes, I love that movie. Are you kidding? I haven't seen that movie. Oh, I'm gonna watch it now.
That starred Seth Green with this weird haircut. And
oh,
he was in a black leather jacket
hair.
And like a beret.
Yes. Okay. And then what's her name? Alana. She was in she was the crazy girl in Waiting. She was the angry one that was smoking all the time, I think. And she was in Sister Act, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was the girl that was interested in him. if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember.
You're allowed to cheat. My phone's the one.
Yeah. Wow. I was like, I can't remember their names. I love that movie. Yeah. JTT was not in that movie,
though. No, but there was a movie that he was in.
That he was rollerblading in?
Where that he was rollerblading in. Because so I was bizarre. Working at the movie theater at the time. And I remember being like, why is there so many goddamn people on rollerblades in these movies?
It wasn't the Huckleberry Finn one that he was in. No. I'm just kidding.
Aw, I have that movie on VHS.
Which one? Huckleberry?
The Huck Finn movie that he was
Shane
in.
Shane McDermott,
yeah. I knew his name was Machane.
Wait, I know that name. What else was he in?
All My Children?
Mitchell Goosen was the character. Yeah, his name.
He was those in who don't know the movie, he is a surfer guy from California, and then he moves to like out west. Does he move out east?
It was northern.
It was northern something.
It was
where hockey is the sport,
like the Penguins. Maybe he was in from Canada.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, like all people go to play hockey. Sorry. Yeah. God, I love that movie.
Mitchell Goosen is 16, 17-year-old kid from California who loves to surf and rollerblade. Yet his parents, who are two zoologists, were given a grant to work in Australia. Oh. The only problem was Mitchell couldn't go with them. So he gets sent to stay with his aunt, uncle, and cousin in Cincinnati, Ohio. When he arrives, he meets his cousin, who is also his new roommate for the next 6 months, Wiley. Mitchell then goes to school and gets on the bad side of the high school hockey players. Mitchell and Wiley end up enduring weeks of torture from the guys. Then the big guys and Mitchell and Wiley have to learn to get along to try to beat the Central High School rivals in a competition down Devil's Backbone. Because everybody in the goddamn movie rollerbladed.
Yes. Awesome.
They would skate.
That's hilarious.
You know, to play hockey and like, yeah.
I watched that movie a lot. Like Encino Man, because they were right around the same time.
So there's a scene where he daydreams that he's surfing.
Yeah, okay.
And he gets up on the bed and like Seth Green is like standing in the doorway watching him like, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you on the bed doing, dude?
Yeah, so I worked in the movie theater for 6 years and like while I was in high school and a couple of years after. And we always used to watch these movies. We'd go to the diner after work. And then every once in a while, we'd be like, let's go watch a movie. So like 2 o'clock in the morning, we'd go watch a movie. Nice. And it would be like two of us in the theater. And Airborne was one of them. And I was like, I got out and I was like, I really kind of want a pair of rollerblades now. Like, what the fuck?
That's so funny.
I think it was one of those HBO movies that I actually watched. I don't remember how I watched. I don't remember what format I first saw it.
It was the update of Gleaming the Cube with Christian Slater, where he plays the skater.
Oh.
And his Vietnamese stepbrother gets killed.
I don't remember that.
And
movie.
he goes on a mission to find the killer. Like, it's really bizarre. Tony Hawk's in it. Like,
oh my gosh.
All the skater dudes from the late
That's
80s
hilarious.
Were in it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It went from skateboarding to rollerblades. And it was like, wow, okay.
Well, all you do is put wheels on, you know.
Yeah, instead of to the side, now they're just all in
just
a line.
All in a line, exactly. I still enjoy going to Sonic because, well, the Sonic Mount Pleasant, I don't know if it's like that over here. But they still roller skate.
Oh.
And it just makes me happy.
Every once in a while, I'll see, like, roller skaters here in Goose Creek. Yeah. And it's like, okay.
But, like, everybody at the one in Mount Pleasant, everybody roller skates. And I was like, this is amazing. So much fun. I don't know how they feel about it, but.
You think they're made to roller skate?
Or? I think they get extra tips.
It is a choice. I had a friend in college that worked at Sonic, and she said it's a choice. But she says that she tends to get, at the time, like, people would tip her more.
Did she wear like short skirts and like tight pants or
no, she wore pants, but she I guess people felt like since she was skating just that she was working shoes. Harder.
So okay, you just said something interesting. When you guys go to Sonic, do you tip?
Yeah,
I usually tip the roller skaters, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, seriously, I just ordered a bag of ice.
I was like, good job not falling. Like,
I ordered a bag of ice because they sell their crunchy ice. I don't know if you like crunchy ice, but I think it's pretty amazing. But you can buy a bag of it. So I got a 10-pound bag, and it was like $2. And so I gave him like a 50-cent tip because he came out on little rollerblades.
But normally you go and get food, you guys tip at
Not in a fast food.
I mean, it depends. Like, I mean, usually if I do the, yeah, I mean, if it's a drive-through, no. But like, okay, if I, it depends. Like, again,
if they're
with,
bringing the food out like
with
that.
Sonic, I'm not gonna lie, I tend to tip the roller skaters because
yeah, I tip it.
It impresses me. It gets me. Like, I'm like, that's awesome. Like, I would, everything would be on the floor, and including myself.
Well, it's talent just to carry a tray to begin with and have it balanced.
Right.
It's a lot of talent to carry a tray, keep it balanced, have drinks, food, and roller skate, like, around cars. Okay.
I still have a slight dent in my skull from when I was a kid at a roller rink, and I had an accident
That's
at a roller
wrong.
Rink. So so I'm like, yeah, you're so much better than I could be on the roller skate.
Because that's one of those weird things, like...
Yeah, it's like, do
you
tip?
Like, do you tip those people? Do you not? Normally, I don't, just because...
Yeah.
I don't really tip anywhere else, either.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, I'm not tipping... Well... I shouldn't say anywhere else.
Okay.
I don't tip at like other fast food places.
Yeah.
Like so
like Burger King, if you walk up to the counter.
Like, yeah. And like even like McDonald's, where like you go and you wait somewhere else and like they bring the tray over and then you take the tray from them. Like yeah. It's almost the same thing. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to tip you.
I'm also in conflict when you pick up orders too. Like, I always
See,
feel
I don't,
like...
That's why I like to pick it up, because you're not taking their services away. Like, they're just handing you the food.
Right.
Yeah, but it always gets me every once in a while. I'll have a weight of guilt, and then I'll be like, here's a dollar.
I have no, like... There's nothing to me, like, if I'm going to go pick up Chinese food,
yeah,
and they hand me that thing, like, I just right through the tip and sign it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're getting, like, more money than this is worth anyway.
And it's
so,
one thing if, like, you eat in and they bring you your food or whatever. Or the Chinese restaurant that we go to all the time, the Bamboo Garden, that's amazing. Like, we
is that
do
the
give
one
them
in Mount Pleasant?
A little tip. Yeah.
Okay.
But they give us more food, and it's...
Well, because they know you. I mean...
Fresh and, but we tip them. But that's the only, like, place like that. Now, if it's... If it's like a curbside to go, that's another different thing, because they're like bringing it out to you, to your car. But if I drive up to a drive-thru, I don't tip. Like if I order Pizza Hut and I drive to the drive-thru to get it, pick it up, I don't tip.
Now, there was this one place, like since I work downtown, we do get a lot of deliveries. And so, I mean, we have a lot of choices. And but there's this one place which I will not name because I still kind of like them every once in a while. But what they'll do is like say, you know, my coworker is paying in cash and I'm paying on a card. So they're going to the same place, but it's two different transactions. They charge us two delivery fees. And it's like we actually physically have to tell them, do not charge us two delivery fees. This is ridiculous. You're going to the same place.
Why doesn't the cash person just give you cash and you put it on the card then?
Well, that's what that's what we end up doing. But still, like, it's out of principle. Like when I have when we have other people with cards and nobody with cash, it's like they're charging each one of us delivery fee. And I'm like, you're going to the same place.
Yeah, it's technically one order.
So
you're
one
just
day
splitting it up.
That happened because again, like I know when I'm doing the order, I specifically remind them and be like, don't you dare do this.
Yeah.
Because you do it and it makes me mad. And so I had cash at the time and I only had enough for the tip. Guess what? Somebody got a 50-cent tip because I didn't have enough money for
it. So they decided they wanted to take a delivery.
Well,
for the delivery fee, I was like, sorry. I was like, this is literally all I have and your tip is going into the delivery fee. So you take that with your boss. So I was like, don't do that again.
I mean, because like, for instance, have you guys ever eaten at East Bay Deli?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so East Bay Deli, you order at the register, and then they give you a number, and somebody brings the food to your table.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always like, do I leave something on the table?
Well,
like,
when I think whether it's going to be like 10, 15, 20, or whatever. Now, if Brandon was here, Brandon, what we call Brandon tips, like, he gives people 30%.
Okay.
I'm like, don't do that. Only if it is an amazing meal, amazing service, like you got to go through everything with that and it's got to be spot on.
Right.
But for something like East Bay Deli, sometimes I'll consider like a 10% tip.
Okay.
20% tip is normal for me. Just on a regular
day. Yeah, I normally do 20. Again, when we were delivering, one of my coworkers thought I judged her because I did a 20 and she didn't. And I was like, I'm not. She's like, did you just do that extra dollar because I didn't? And I was like, no, I just did.
No, that's my normal
20%. Like, but yeah, Brandon's the worst sometimes.
I mean,
but he's the best. But then it's like, when we have bad service, it's like, don't you dare. Like,
don't you random tip.
Because I think there's only one time I, like, actually tipped, like, awfully, because that's what the service reflected.
I've done that in the past. And, it's like, if you really don't deserve a tip.
Like, here's your penny.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah.
Do better.
We went to Applebee's once over in North Charleston, and it was the worst experience of our, of, like, ever eating.
Yeah.
Like, they literally, people went on break from the restaurant and sat in the table behind us and got their food before us. And I was like,
excuse me?
What the hell? No. And then they brought out everybody else's food but mine, and then said, oh, well, we ran out of whatever, so it's going to be a few minutes. And then an employee came running down past me, and she was bringing my plate and, like, almost hit me in the face with it.
Oh, geez.
And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And hello. she never said sorry. She just put it down and said, there you go. And I was like, no.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
You guys
no
are just
way.
Playing. You don't realize this
so,
is actually a
so then,
business.
Then she sat down at the table behind us and started bitching to the people that she wasn't getting any good tips that day.
Wonder
and
why.
It's like, yeah, that's exactly what I said. I was like, I wonder why you're not getting any good tips. And guess what? You're not getting one from me either. Like,
yeah.
Fuck you people.
Stop acting like.
I went to a restaurant downtown with my mom, and it was a place we've been to before. This is like a couple years back. But we get there, and something was going on in that waitress's life. I don't know if her dog died or something happened, but like something was going on.
Right.
And that's fine. You're human. Things happen.
Right, shit happens.
But I asked her what the soup special was, and I literally think I asked her, like, can I murder you, is what she translated as. And she's like, I don't know. Let me go check. And I was like, you know what? Don't worry about it. It's okay. And so I think she actually, like, at some point overheard me say, I'm like, yeah, that woman's not getting a tip. Her attitude changed to, like, 2.5 seconds.
Nice.
But I was like, I've never asked somebody a soup special, and it looked like I murdered them or something. Can I stab you?
Maybe you were the one that killed her puppy.
And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, okay, never mind. I will never order soup from you.
Don't want soup.
Jeez. Yeah, the only place that I tip substantially is when I get my haircut.
Because yes,
I kind of feel like
it's a service rendered.
Yeah, and if you do a really good job and I really like the haircut, you kind of deserve it.
Yeah, that's the same when I get pedicures.
Right.
I don't get manicures because I like how I do my manicures.
Right.
But I don't really like my feet. So if you're, and I feel bad. I even feel even worse too, because I'm like, I feel like these people are great. Like the people that do my feet are awesome. And but I always feel bad because I'm like, this feels like a dirty job, you know?
Right.
Like my feet are always like, you know, worn out and everything else. So I'm like, I tend to over tip on that.
Especially
because
right.
I'm like,
feet.
I was like, I feel horrible getting it done, but that's their job.
Right,
you know,
that's it,
that is their livelihood. And the guy that I used to get it from, he's not there anymore, but the girl that did my feet last time, I was like, this is awesome. And like, I just wanted to like tip them so much because I'm like, you're doing something that I don't want to do
right.
and you're doing a great job at it. And I appreciate you.
Right.
The only thing that stinks is the awkward silence during the whole thing. Cause it's like, and the same with like getting your hair done too. It's just
right.
like, I went to a new hairstylist recently and it's like, trying to find that level of their conversation too.
Right.
It's always awkward. And I find myself usually when I get a new person, I tip them a little more just for the awkward conversation to make up for it.
Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah. I'm not a talker when I go to get my haircut, and it's always that like, so what are you doing today? And I'm like, I don't just fucking cut my hair, please.
Just sip,
I don't, I'm not here to have a conversation. I'm not here to make friends. I'm going to tip you. Just fucking come on.
Or then like you try to do the same question as them and then you realize you're asking them, what are you doing today?
Yeah.
And you're like, dang it.
Yeah.
I'm cutting your hair. Isn't that,
that's like going through a drive through and somebody going, enjoy your food. And you say, thanks. You too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do that too.
Yep.
Even
the
in the
movies, especially. It's like,
enjoy
your
movie.
You
too.
Wait.
Well, I worked in the movie theater, and you'd have to say, enjoy your show at the end of like, if you were in the concession stand, mm-hmm. here's your change. Enjoy your show. So people used to say, like, in drive through, they'd just say thank you. I'd say thank you, enjoy your show. And, like, as I'm pulling away, I'm like, what the fuck did I just say? I'm like, oh, my God.
You're on autopilot.
Yeah.
That's I would throw people off. I used to work at Earth Fair, and so we had the hot bar. And so people would come in at lunchtime and dinner time. So, right. like, even breakfast. And so sometimes I'd get somebody that was just getting their lunch coming through a line, and I'd be like, enjoy your lunch, and then throw them off. And they'd be like, you... And then I would, like, their brain would freeze, and I'd mess with them. I was like, I was just trying to do something else and, like, you know, say, have a good day. Just like, right. enjoy that burrito. That
food in your mouth. Wish I could have some. Thanks.
Yeah, going back to the tipping thing, I went to get my hair cut at a Sports Clips, and I was sitting, like, I don't carry cash ever. Like, I'm just one of those people that... if I can't pay with a debit card, I'm not going to go wherever.
Exactly.
And I'm sitting in the chair, and I'm listening to all the hairstylists talk about, like, I'm almost out of gas, like oh, all no. the shit. And I kind of looked at her, and she goes, so they changed our thing where we don't get our tips until we get our paycheck. Like, so they used to get their tips at the end of the day. Mm. Now they have to wait until the end of the week. And I said, how long ago did they do that? And she was like, oh, about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, man.
And then she tried to guilt trip me. I said, well, look, I don't have any cash on me. I'm sorry. And she goes, well, next time you should stop at an ATM before you come in here. And
I was like, next time I won't be here.
And so I was like, okay. And I'm thinking like, well, maybe if you could plan better, 3 weeks is plenty of time to shift a budget to where, like, you can fucking have gas in your car.
Yeah. You shouldn't, like, be running out of gas.
No, like, so then I got pissed off about it, and I'm like, just fucking cut my hair. Yeah,
hurry up so I can get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
haven't been back since.
Hilarious. You're like, spite them, I'm not going back. I had a massage, and I was like, crap, I've already prepaid for this massage, so I can't get them to run a card just for the heck of it. I'm like, scrounging up all this cash, and I probably looked like a homeless person because I was like, here's a five and here's some ones and, like, oh, here's some change, because I felt terrible. But I was like, I have to tip this boy, like, he's been rubbing my back for an hour, so you gotta have something. It was terrible.
See, I've never gotten a massage. I've gotten one massage at work, and I absolutely hated it. Like, I could barely walk the next day.
You had a deep tissue.
I don't know. You're it like, was one of those things back end. They were just like pounding on my back, and I was like, oh, this is okay. And then the next day I was like, I'm never getting one of those again.
You have to drink a lot of water afterwards, because it, like, flushes out the toxins, because what it does is it releases all the toxins into your body, like, that are just stored up in your, like, muscles and calcium deposits and yada yada yada.
Okay.
And it releases it, and so it makes your body, like, super stiff.
Oh.
If you don't flush it out. Nobody
told
me.
Nobody ever said. And I told them, I was like, hey, this is my first massage. They're like, get in the chair. And I was like, ugh.
No, they should have told you that. And you should try it again, but drink lots of water.
I don't know.
Yeah, I did one. Well, I've had a lot of odd jobs. Yeah, I used to work for a chiropractor. And so, like, the massage therapist would always practice on me. I was PR for a chiropractor at some point. And when we were doing, like, events and stuff like that, the girls would do me a solid, and they'd just be, like, practicing on me. And I'm like, this is awesome. So I go on my first cruise, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. We'll do a spa day, you know, and do a massage.
We did a couple's massage. Brooke and I did.
Ooh.
We did. But
we didn't get chocolates, though.
The thing is...
Happy ending?
Is we got
champagne.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. The thing that I remember is... I understand that people need to upsell, because I've been in retail.
Yes.
I've been in retail, right. So I understand the pressure from your manager. You have to sell this crap, and or you're not going to, you know, get a bonus or whatever. So this woman...
Bless her heart.
Sells me this cellulite cream. Tries to sell me cellulite cream, and I'm like... Really, lady? Like, really? And so then I was like, I'm on vacation here, and now you just made me feel super gross after you just rubbed my all over my body and basically told me that I was just a tub of cottage cheese. Thanks, Lane. Thanks. And I was like, I don't want to get a massage anymore. Thanks. Because it's at that point I'm like, what part part of the body are you touching? No, I don't want to know. Yeah. I don't want to know.
Which part that you touched do you think that I need this for?
Like, I'm like, what? I mean, I know what I know, but I don't want to ask you because if it's not what I know and it's something extra, I'm going to jump off of this boat.
We did get some detox stuff. With
well, well, in her defense, though, could you imagine the people that she's probably touched in the past? Like, yeah, you've had to, like...
That's true.
Yeah, and again, like, I was friends with some massage therapists, and I've heard stories, and I'm just like, yeah. Y'all are the unsung heroes. Those and estheticians, too. Bikini waxers? Yeah. I was like, those people, I'm like, you guys are awesome at your job, and bless your hearts, because I could not do those jobs.
Do either one of you guys read Reddit at all?
Yeah.
The website?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was a thread that asked about bikini waxers.
They might be whack jobs.
and all the weird things that they've seen.
Uh-huh.
And some of it was just absolutely disgusting.
I'm going to have to go look this up
now.
I'm kind of intrigued.
Like women who didn't know they had infections type yep. stuff. Oh, and yeah. It's like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How do you not know?
I don't know.
One of my old roommates, her sister was an esthetician, and she... Yeah. Used to talk about everything, and I'm like, you're the reason why I don't want to get a wax ever by somebody, because I don't want you to be talking about me afterwards, because I'm like, no, I'm good, I'll just DIY, do it at home type of thing, because I don't want you talking about me.
Like, I don't speak all right,
so,
that language.
So since I've never had two women on the podcast before, and we're talking about this, I'm going to have to ask, what is it about... Like, I understand manscaping from a look perspective. Is that what the waxing is about? Is it a look thing? Is it about the way it feels? Is it what?
I have never waxed because I am terrified.
Okay.
Yeah, we actually had this conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah, okay. That's just weird. But actually, it's really funny. It was in college when a couple of my girlfriends were talking about when they went for the first time.
Right.
And just hearing more and more stories of it and more people having bad luck on it, I was like, I don't hate my body that much to put it through that.
This
so
sounds super painful.
I'm just gonna do either razors or the cream
well,
stuff.
But like I guess I can understand like maintenance.
Yeah.
But as a guy, like the idea of a completely shaved area.
I dated one of those.
Well, or like dating a girl, like if she's shaved.
As a guy,
yeah, as
seeing
a
this.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I would rather see something that makes you look like a woman than.
Yeah. That way you know how old they are.
Well,
like, that too.
Yeah, but, you know, I got friends. Like in high school and college and stuff, there was like, oh no, you have to find the women that shave totally. And it's like, no. I want to know that, like, that's a woman I'm with, like that.
Yeah. I mean, personally, it's just comfort. Like,
is it? Okay.
But like, it's my comfort level. Like, but yeah, I'm totally that way too. Cause I think every girl most of the time at one point tries the whole thing just to see
what it feels like.
It is the most uncomfortable thing.
Especially when it starts growing back.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
And
like,
the time I did it, I was trying it for my boyfriend at the time. And then we ended up breaking up. Like, not because of that.
Oh my God, did you see that? What are you doing?
But then,
grow back.
We were struggling. We were struggling with our relationship. And I tried something new. And then, like... I actually ended up breaking up with him, but I was like, seriously, I will never do that again.
Right.
Like, not worth it. Not worth it, especially.
It's a lot of upkeep and a lot of like crevices.
Well, I have a beard
and
can imagine like I've shaved it down like a goatee before.
Yeah.
And when this all, the sides start to grow back, it's like, oh my God,
like
I just want it to mm-hmm. fucking.
Well,
ugh.
A lot of my guy friends that I've had that have talked about it before, and they're like, "Oh yeah, that's so sexy." I'm like, you want to know what's sexy? Why don't you ask her to do it in front of you and see how sexy that is? Because that is not the cutest thing
then
in the world.
Then it's a Seinfeld
episode.
She's
gonna have to like throw her leg over her head, or just like, and that is. I was like, you tell me how sexy that is. Watch her do it.
That's what she said. Movie episode.
I was like, you just watch her do it and see how that. how it gets to there. Cause
so it's
so I did buy a actually video. It's my crazy ex girlfriend that one music video, the sexy getting ready song. Okay. Is literally how what women have to put up with.
Yeah, so okay. Check that out. The sexy getting ready song. This crazy ex girlfriend.
It's a nightmare.
Enjoy. Rachel Blum's amazing. No, okay, so like there was this video that I got at one point. It wasn't on like scaping or anything like that. I think it was like the art of like oral something or another, blah blah blah. Anyway,
really,
in this
tell us
book,
slowly.
I mean, in this book, no, there weren't pictures. It was a whole picture thing because it was a video or DVD, as it were. But it was
30
like,
pictures a second.
Yeah, it's just a slideshow, guys. It's not actually a movie. There was this part where it was talking about like letting your partner do that, and they were like, "That's
shave
the most,
you?"
Yes. They were like, this is the most sensual you can get. And I was like, that's gross.
No.
I don't think that they want to know what happens down there. They just want to.
I also would be very afraid of putting a razor down there.
I feel like, because guys are used to their faces, you know, like the way their faces are and all like the contour and everything else. But
they know
right
where the razor's going.
And I actually had a guy I dated that wanted me to shave his face. And I'm like, no, I don't want to because your face is not shaped like my leg. So I don't know how to do it. And
it's not straight.
Like, I don't want to do that. And he's like, we'll try it. No, it's okay. But yeah, I just... No, I don't. Mm-mm. I don't think I'm ever going to be at a level of love to trust somebody to put a razor next to my skin. I don't even care if you're Jeff Goldblum or anyone. Just be like, I don't trust anyone to come that close with a blade to my face or not my face. Yes, I shaved my face, guys.
Brooke, do you have something to tell us about your
most... You kept saying Sweeney Todd, and so now I just see, like, the throat gang. But anyway, but no, like, I just don't, like...
shave.
I just, no, I can't, no. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. I've never even had my eyebrows waxed.
No, I haven't done that either. Ooh, and that threading is creepy.
That freaks me out.
What's
that
threading?
Freaks
me out.
They take a thread.
Literally take a thread,
thread
and they,
pull your...
They do, like, a knot, and they...
Huh?
Yeah, what? They thread it. And then pull.
Ow.
Right?
Yeah. I had a friend attempt to tweeze me. And
your face is hurting.
And I almost punched her in the face. So it's like, no, I'm okay. Like, that's too close to my eyes, too.
Wow.
I wouldn't trust anybody near my eyes either.
Yeah, Brandon one time asked me to put his contact in for him. I was like, are you crazy?
What?
Are you kidding me? I'm not touching your eyeball.
I'm glad I don't have to wear contacts.
Too close.
I don't even like my own eyeball. Like, I just...
I don't think if I was wearing contacts, I could do it.
I would I'd be glasses. So when I lose my eyesight, glasses.
Yep.
Glasses.
That's how I feel, too.
Time. That's why these are on.
Yep.
It took me maybe, like, not up until maybe 10 years ago that I was actually comfortable with putting eye drops in my eyes.
Oh, really?
Like, I would have to get other people to hold me down and, like, do it because I would freak out. Like, I just completely would freak out.
Wow.
Out. It might be a depth perception kind of thing.
I don't know what it was. I used to freak out and have other people have to do it, but now it's like, I'm good now. Super weird.
So, next week we'll be shaving your eyebrows, Chris.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No.
Oh, God. I can't do that.
No. Not so much.
Mm-mm. Well, you do have that, like, that little long shave thing. Sorry, Chris. It's a long stick, and it has like a. It does have a tiny razor at the end.
Okay.
It's in like any beauty
and
supply
what,
section
what's
for
it
women.
For?
What is this for?
It's eyebrows.
Oh, okay.
It's for eyebrows.
Like for down there?
No. It's an eyebrow.
It's like a
razor.
Selfie stick
right.
With a razor
it
on the end of it.
Extends and
it
has a little mirror on the
it's
end.
It's an eyebrow one. That one I've actually used that before, and that's totally fine.
Wait, for what?
Eyebrow. Eyebrows.
Up here.
But
I just pluck them.
Yeah, plucking. I just But then why? I don't
know. So no to the waxing.
Yeah,
for
no
us.
Waxing.
Okay. I was just wondering, like, because, like I said,
people do it.
I know people do it.
People
I just don't know why.
I still didn't understand the guy that I dated did it. I was like, I don't know how you do that.
The dude waxed?
Huh?
Like, where? Yeah. Where did the dude wax? I must ask. Everywhere.
All no.
He didn't. Yeah. He was completely...
Ow.
Yeah. I don't know. I was impressed. I was like, I mean, did good job, but...
good job.
I don't.
I mean,
I just don't.
It's natural to have hair.
Well, yes.
Like,
and I guess that's what I'm getting at. Like I would never shave my body just because. One. Ooh, it's raining.
It is.
It's raining really loud in here. I would never do that because one, I've got way too much hair. Like.
It's like, where
my
do you
arms
start?
Are hairy. Yeah, exactly.
My cousin shaved her arms for her wedding. I'm like, that's going to grow back like super thick.
Well, they say that's a wives' tale. They say that's a myth.
That it grows back thicker?
Yeah.
It will. I will say, because I'm being a natural blonde, I will say that like, once you start shaving, like,
it grows darker.
Okay.
Like when I was a kid, like my, like, you know, the days of being a little girl, like you didn't have to, you know, shave your legs. And for the longest time, I didn't have to.
I had
blonde hair. So I got away with it. But then because my mom would tell me, she's like, you know, the moment you start get away with it as long as you can.
Yeah.
When I was younger. The moment I started, it just grows back darker.
Yeah. My mom told me that after I grabbed a razor and just went to town. She's like, now you're going to regret that you did that.
My mom kept reminding me, but then it finally got to the point where I was like, I'm probably the only girl in my class not shaving, so I probably should. But that was just me being a conscious tween.
You're a tweenager.
I don't even remember how old, but yeah. So I don't know. Thicker, I don't know, but darker, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
Knowing's half the battle.
All right. Well, that's a good place to stop for this week. Do you guys have anything to plug?
I'm on Twitter at SUD1183.
And I'm on Twitter at Descending River.
Okay. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can always send me an email, info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. John is be back. I think he said the week after July 4th. So we got a little while to go. Still can't talk about where he is, but he will be back. He promised me he'd be back. But until then, this is Chris.
Brooke.
Krista.
Have a good week.